Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
That is Daryl Doucette.
Watch the highlights. He might not be wrong.
You've been convinced on one.
He might not be wrong.
Although the highlight's not about his flag football IQ. It's about.
A little of it is.
The juke moves. Yeah,
you
right.
You got to have some IQ to know how to know when to do that.
Yeah, he's got to move a dip, a squat.
Do we call it the squat shuffle?
A squat juke. Daryl Dip Doucette.
Squat shuffle is really good.
The squat shuffle.
Okay. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out this week on vacation. Nate is in. We've talked a little bit about Mitch Marner to the Sabres as an idea. Like, what would be the bigger shock? Marner to the Sabres or Mario signing with the Bills? And I very much appreciate those that are responding with, if you don't say Mario, it's because you're too young. You don't understand what that was like. The idea the Bills could get anybody, the best free agent on the market would go to the Buffalo Bills was absurd. And it happened. And he was very good, of course. So you can vote in that. I put up a Twitter poll on that. You can chime in or, you know, join us on the phones, whatever you want. 803-0550. Rules proposals here, the Olympics and flag football. Here's the thing on the flag football news. So Adam Schefter is reporting that it's going to pass, that NFL players will be allowed to go to the Olympics in 2028 and play flag football. You said, Nate, dumb. You probably do understand, but also like don't understand. Why are they doing this? Grow the game globally. I mean, they're going overseas all the time to play football. And now flag football would allow other countries to compete against the U.S. in football. Flag football's been, you know, around the globe more globally than regular football probably is at this point. And the other part of it is television, right? Can you imagine? Here's a question I have about it. Because we could just casually say Lamar, Josh, Tyreek Hill, what, who? Does Ashton Jeanty want to play flag football? Does, guys that make people miss. You don't really need contact balance. You just need to be able to make guys miss more than anything. So would you watch a game? Because it's about the networks, right? It's about the NFL players going and trying to win gold medals in flag football and television ratings. You watching?
I would probably watch without. them being in it.
You'd watch the flag football matchup between the U.S. and someone.
Sure.
If it
it's the Olympics.
If it did not have Lamar.
Yes.
We'll just use Lamar as the play. Josh Allen. Josh Allen's in the game. How about now?
I would be so upset if Josh Allen was in it. I get the argument for the players. Is if you're an NFL player, you're never, because the sport of football is not really, and it's never been an Olympic sport, it can't really be, it's an American sport, like, they're never going to have an opportunity to win a gold medal. And as a professional athlete, I'm sure that's the peak of what you could possibly hope to be as a professional athlete. But, like, I think it's a terrible idea from the fact that the potential injuries that could happen to your best player playing in that game. And, like, I also think it takes away an opportunity for people that have been doing this and working really hard to potentially put themselves in a position as a flag football player to play for your country. You have guys that just walk in and immediately are taking your spot. And here's, I am not of the mind where I'm like, it's a different game, they won't be as good. I'm not doing that. But I don't know. I think it's just I think it's dumb in every sense. I'm uninterested in NFL players playing in it.
I'm interested in how many players will actually want to. How many guys would want to?
Tyreek Hill. He would definitely want to.
For a gold medal?
Yes. And it just, to me, it's not going to even be fun to watch. You're going to watch Team USA beat Argentina 200-0? Like, are they going to have mercy rules, running clocks? Because, like, that's what it's going to be. There are players that could potentially represent other nations, and there would be. But then it's just the NFL players playing, again, I think just kind of dominating the conversation.
Right. You're building out your roster. You've got Sauce Gardner and Christian Benford, and you've got long-arm defensive ends batting yes. down passes. I don't know.
It's just. The NFL doesn't have to have everything.
Well, we're going to get a lot of comments on it, of course, because the league's going to approve it.
Yes.
So the league wants it to happen. The league wants this to go forward. And I'm realizing more so than I have in the past, maybe, that a lot of these changes, a lot of these rules, the league is, of course, as it should, I would defend the league for this, guide its players, guide its teams, its partners, member franchises, in certain directions. So the flag football conversation's there. It's not like we've had all these players campaigning for it too openly. Sure, you've had the occasional comment here and there, but I don't know. I don't have A.J. Brown on record. I don't have Christian McCaffrey on record talking about how great it would be to play flag football. So right. the league wants it to happen, and we'll see who decides to go. Maybe there'll be five NFL players on the roster, maybe not. Back in the day, how many years ago now? I'm dating myself here. Herschel Walker was on Olympic teams, right? He's on the bobsled team. Do you remember that? Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay. Herschel Walker was on the U.S. bobsled team.
Of all the sports, I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, bobsled.
That was the last one.
I mean, there have been guys in track. There have been guys, Marquise Goodwin, right? Bills receiver was a track star trying to make the U.S. Olympic team. This is now a different spot for them to make it. And with the Olympics in basketball and hockey and soccer, the game is exactly the same. There is no football entry point for the Olympics until they add flag football. So 2028, you get flag football, and you get the stars of the sport. Maybe football feels left out because I mentioned those other sports. They are in there.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. You have a country's best basketball players playing in the Olympics. You have their best hockey players, and the NFL feels left out. So, all right, that looks like it will get approved. There are two other rules proposals, and reading Mike Florio at ProFootballTalk.com on a couple of these rules proposals, two of them, the tush-push ban and the reseed of the playoffs. His writing of the tush-push ban is hilarious, and I've got to get you some of what he wrote. But the playoff seeding conversation, it's the Lions' proposal. And an interesting note in here about the Lions proposal. Lions team president Rod Wood said that they suggested this rework of the seeding in the playoffs at the behest of the league. The league wants it. And they got the Lions to...
to be the team that...
yes, please propose
this. Ponied it for them.
Please put this in. So at ProFootballTalk.com from Mike Florio, says that they might not have the votes. The commissioner didn't take the L in March when they voted, when they were going to vote on this because they pushed it. And he goes so far as to suggest, Florio does, he makes this very much like House of Cards political, that Goodell would be working deals, side deals. I don't know what he gives to these teams
and
these deals.
More primetime games.
Who knows? But the proposal, revised to make it read more cleanly, would take the seven playoff participants, division winners, and three wild cards, and seed them on record, period. That's it. Your record is your seed. He writes, by not putting the issue to a vote in March, the commissioner did not take the L. Since then, he's had time to twist arms and or do deals in an effort to get to 24 votes. Under the current system, division winners often lock into a specific seed with a week or two left in the year. With no fear of losing their spot on the playoff tree, they rest starters in week 17 or week 18. He writes, it's all about ensuring as many games as possible are interesting and compelling, so the various and ever-expanding standalone windows that include games worth watching.
I guess I really wouldn't understand
why divisions exist.
Yes.
So you'd still, by winning your division, clinch a playoff spot.
Yep. I get it.
But no longer would you clinch a playoff.
A top four spot.
A playoff game, right?
Yeah.
Last year, this would have been a big factor for the Lions. It also would have been a factor in the Texans. They would not have hosted a playoff game, I don't believe. So it's not just, in my head, it always is, oh, a 7-9 team is hosting somebody, and that should never happen. This would just be straight seeding. So last year, if they did this, the Chiefs are the one, the Bills are the two, the Ravens are the three, which is how that normally went. And then the four would have been the Chargers. And they would have played Pittsburgh at home, because I think Pittsburgh was the lowest. No, but Denver ended up being the lowest seed.
Yep.
So it would have been Chargers hosting Denver, because Denver is the 7 seed. And instead, the Chargers went on the road to Houston.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I guess Houston could have been the 7th seed. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Because they're the lowest division winner.
No, but the conference record, they had a better record. So
okay.
Houston goes on the road. Denver doesn't come here.
Who are the Bills hosting?
I believe the Bills in that scenario might be hosting Houston.
Hmm.
But the point is, it would what the goal is, all right, why do they want to do this? It's less about, and I agree with this, how Florio writes this, it's less about we don't want a team with a better record going on the road, and more about we want week 16, 17, 18 to be more likely to matter. Because
to still have juice.
Sure, you have locked up your division. The Bills are a great example for this. The Bills win their division by how many games last year? 5 games. Mm-hmm.
They had it locked up by the end of November.
Yep. When you're in plenty of scenarios here with this, you'd win a division by 4 and 5 games, and you'd know, well, we got a home game.
Mm-hmm.
We did this last year with the Ravens and the Steelers, or 2 years ago. Should you play for the 2 versus the 3? Doesn't matter. You're at home. In a scenario like this, if they make this change, if it goes through, you now have, I'm competing with every team in the AFC all the way to the finish line. Not just these teams in my division. I'm not just locking in a home game. If I'm this group of teams that was 10-7 and 11-6, just that group. Chargers 11-6, Denver 10-7, Houston 10-7, Pittsburgh 10-7, Cincinnati 9-8. You know, you could get to a spot where the middle of the conference has more juice right now. What races do we have in the AFC? Let's just use the AFC as an example. The one seed race and the division races, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Now you would have the one seed race, the two seed race, the three seed race, the four seed, the five. Because the real cutoff point might be 4-5, but you might even also have it where two wild card teams have two better records than division winners.
This,
and they would get home games.
This solution does not fix how last year played out in the AFC, though, to me. The Chargers were still playing meaningful games. They won 40-7 and then 34-20 in their last 34-27, 40-7, 34-20 were their last 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't sitting starters on January 5th. Would the Bills be doing anything different the last week of the year last year if there weren't?
The Bills, no.
The Chiefs, no.
The Texans, maybe. The Texans' season last year ended with just meaningless games. There was also 2 years ago, the Jags and the Titans, they played a game in week 17 that was meaningless because the only thing that would matter is what happened in week 18. Because once you create these division bankable, you know, it's like winning your conference tournament in the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. You're going to get an auto bid.
Yep.
Eliminating the auto home game, the goal of this is to get the NFL to have more competitive
end of year games.
Yeah. And listen, that's Christmas week. That's Christmas and
they're
the week
selling
after.
Those games now. I get it.
There are a lot of, I think Florio's right to say it's about the standalone games.
I don't disagree with that. I still just don't think I don't necessarily think it just solves all their problems.
Yeah. I mean, does it eliminate the importance of divisions? To a degree, yes.
Yes.
It does. These divisions, this alignment's been in place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a pretty solid system. You know, could it be better? Does anybody out there want to completely realign 4 8-team divisions instead of 8 4-team divisions? Anybody
no,
want to do that?
Not really.
Because you could do that. And if you did that, you could give your playoff, your 1 and 2 seed to the two winners and go wild card the rest of the way. I think the format as it is fine. I do sometimes, when I really think about it, think it's really funny that you beat 3 teams and you get to put a banner up that says champs.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's kind of funny. The NFL,
I agree,
has created 8 champions per year of divisions. Like, that's nuts. If you had a college football conference that had 4 teams, they would not get a bid in the playoffs.
That's right.
And in this league, they do.
They do. Yep.
So I think it probably won't pass. I mean, the way Florio writes about it is that the commissioner wants this, they're pushing this, but there doesn't seem to be a big push to do it.
Yeah.
To get rid of it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. That votes tomorrow, according to Schefter.
Today is the
flag football.
Flag football.
So okay. Today the story will be flag football. And today at all the rookie, whatever, not rookie minicamps, the OTAs, the phase one workouts, anybody gets in front of a camera, hey, you want to play flag football? Like, these players are going to be asked.
Yep.
Would you think about playing flag football? Los Angeles? It's not beach.
No.
Is it going to be on grass?
Probably turf.
Let's hope it's turf.
Probably turf.
How many people would attend a flag football game to see the U.S. take on Canada at SoFi Stadium in the Olympics? 70,000?
No.
No?
Right?
Nate, 70,000 people just filled Nissan Stadium for the Savannah Bananas.
Good point.
Who give a great a great and entertaining show, but, I mean, that's live sports entertainment.
I just hope it's no Buffalo Bills.
Not even one?
I don't want one.
Who would be the best Bill in flag football?
Josh Allen.
I don't agree. I mean,
Maxwell Hairston?
I don't know. Is Josh shifty enough? Josh is a good, fast runner, elusive, power, stiff arm.
Mm.
I don't think you're allowed
Shakir?
My thought was Shakir. I knee-jerked to Khalil Shakir.
Shakir would be good, open field. James Cook, fast as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Bernard, he'd be good on defense.
Who are they going to hire as their GM?
It's going to be less.
Now I'm thinking about the hockey world. Like, oh, Bill Guerin builds Team USA. Who builds
Team USA?
I can't wait for how seriously the NFL is going to take this roster building.
100%. Which former NFL GM is going to
get that job? What a great question. Mike Lombardi. Is that the wrong answer?
It's the worst answer. But it should be Doug Whaley.
No, it's not. That's not who I'm thinking of. Who's the Patriots guy? Not Mike Lombardi. He was the
Patriots guy.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the GM of the Carolina.
Yeah, so he's busy with Tar Heels. With the Tar Heels.
Bill Belichick will be the coach of the American flag football team.
This is awful. This is devolving.
You don't like it, huh?
No, I hate it.
Well, it's happening.
It's definitely happening.
2028. 803-0550.
It is happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Hey, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Thomas Pro Bikes on Walden Ave in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Jeremy and Joe, Nate is in for Joe. Flag football news will be some of the news of the day. We did not get to the tush push ban, which could also happen this week. So the NFL with some big, big storylines there. Maybe it's just their efforts to dominate the news between flag football, tush push, and playoff seeding. Anyway, flag football, Adam Schefter says, that's going forward to the Olympics in 2028. Now we begin to wonder which players would be interested. You can give us a ring on that, 803-0550 on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.